So noticing again the feeling of sitting, adjusting if you need to, and bringing your attention to the face and scalp and head. Just breathing gently and noticing if you can feel any sensations on the skin of the face and scalp. Maybe there's some itching or tingly or prickly sensations, some warmth or coolness. Noticing if there's any muscle tightness. Any joint sensations. Remembering to check the tongue and the jaws, the inside of the nostrils. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, filling the balloon behind your belly button gently, feeling the face and scalp. And as you breathe out, inviting the muscles of the face and scalp to lengthen and soften, releasing tension if they can. And then breathing gently, continuing to notice the face and scalp, just observing. Maybe there are muscles that remain tight. Maybe you've noticed the face releasing the tension of facial expression. Sometimes when we become quiet this way, focusing on the sensations of the body, discomforts may become more noticeable. This doesn't mean that they've increased. Often it means that our attention is no longer distracted from them. You may observe pleasant sensations. So just observing without getting caught up, if possible, in any of the pleasant or unpleasant sensations. To the extent that you can, just noticing with non-judging awareness, as if you're a scientist observing what sensations you feel. Noticing how the muscles respond to your invitation to them. To soften and lengthen. Just breathing gently, feeling the face and scalp and head. Noticing whatever it is you experience there right now. And when you're ready, moving on to the next section, bringing your attention to the neck, shoulders, arms, and hands. Noticing if you can feel skin sensation in the palms of your hands, between your fingers, on the tops of the hands, the inside and outside, sides of the wrists and forearms, the front and back and sides of the elbows and upper arms, the shoulder joints and the top of the shoulders, the back and front and sides of your neck. Just noticing if you feel any tingly or itchy or prickly sensations on the skin in this region. Do you notice the sensation of clothing touching your skin or air touching your skin? Noticing any warmth or coolness? Any muscle tightness? Any joint sensation? Many joints in the fingers and hands and wrists, the elbows and shoulders and the neck. And remembering to bring attention to the sensations of the throat. Maybe swallowing to notice the sensations in the throat. And then when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, filling that balloon behind your belly button, and feeling the neck, shoulders, arms, and hands, whatever you feel. And then on the out-breath, the long, gentle out-breath, inviting your muscles to soften and lengthen in this part of the body. Just inviting them and noticing what happens with non-judging awareness. And then breathing gently, noticing sensation in this part of the body. And when you're ready, moving your attention to the torso, noticing the skin of the torso, the lower, middle, and upper back, front of the abdomen, the chest area, the sides and under your arms, and over the tops of the shoulders. Noticing if you can feel any skin sensation in the torso of your body. If you're resting against a surface, you may feel the pressure there against the skin of the back. Or you may feel your arms touching your sides. You may feel your clothing on your skin. Noticing any warmth or coolness. Any muscle tightness in the upper, middle, or lower back, or sides, upper abdomen, or chest. And taking your awareness inward if you like, noticing if you feel the sensation of breathing in and breathing out, knowing the lungs are filling and emptying, the heart is beating. If you're beginning to relax, which is often a side effect of this practice, digestion may be happening. You may hear or feel digestive sounds or changes. Sometimes when we become quiet this way and focus attention inward, the beating of the heart can be more noticeable than usual. And if this in any way concerns you, just knowing that it often can trigger a little bit of faster heartbeat or pounding of the heart at first. And this is a natural effect of noticing and will quiet down as your attention continues to move through the body. If the heart is pounding, it can sometimes be helpful to take a few diaphragmatic breaths, just breathing in fully, filling the balloon, breathing out gently and fully, emptying the balloon, just stimulating that vagus nerve to slow down the heart a little bit. Knowing that the vagus nerve travels down through the body, and as the diaphragm moves up and down more with the deeper breathing, it's gently stimulating this nerve to create a relaxation response in our bodies. And this is just a natural effect of the slower, deeper breathing. So breathing in now to the whole torso, filling the torso. Feeling it expand as you breathe in, filling that balloon. Breathing out, emptying the balloon again. And breathing gently, feeling the torso. Noticing the gentle expansion and contraction with each in and out breath. Inviting the muscles to soften and lengthen. Allowing them to come to rest. And noticing if the body is beginning to feel heavier or lighter, or if there's no change in that sensation. as we move through the body, releasing tension and bringing our awareness to the sensations we feel. And when you're ready, moving your attention to the lower half of the body, noticing the sensation of the chair or the floor under the hips and legs, under the feet, noticing any skin sensations of tingling or prickly or itchiness. Noticing the sensation of the clothing on the skin or air on the skin. Any warmth or coolness anywhere in the lower half of the body. Any other sensations you may be feeling in the lower half of the body. Just noticing. And when you're ready, breathing in a long, gentle in-breath, filling the balloon behind the belly button, feeling the lower half of the body, whatever you feel. And as you breathe out, inviting the lower half of the body to come to rest, muscles lengthening and easing, joints easing, just coming to rest wherever you're sitting. Breathing in and breathing out, feeling the lower half of the body. And then when you're ready, moving your attention to include the whole body, from the soles of your feet to the top of your head, including your hands and arms. Noticing any skin sensation. Noticing where the attention goes most easily. It may gravitate or magnetize to certain parts of the body. Noticing if there are whole areas or regions of the body that aren't really very noticeable. It's very common not to be able to really feel much in parts of the body when we're just sitting passively, moving our attention through the body. Just feeling whatever you feel in the whole body all at once right now. The skin, or warmth or coolness, or muscle tightness, or joint sensation, or any other physical sensation or sense that you have right now. Breathing in gently, breathing out gently. Feeling yourself in your body sitting. Noticing what the body is feeling. If there is a discomfort and your attention is magnetizing to the discomfort, just knowing that this is very common and noticing what percentage of your attention is focusing on a discomfort. Just asking yourself, if you can shift a little bit of attention to another place and observing what happens. As you make a choice to shift a little bit of attention onto a place that's pleasant or neutral. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling your whole body sitting. And if you like, then bringing a gentle half smile to your face. It might be so small, no one would see it. Noticing if it affects you in any way to practice with a half smile. And if you like, bringing into your awareness something that you appreciate or are grateful for. No matter how small and no matter how large, just something. Remembering it as vividly as possible, maybe even saying thank you to it. You might imagine breathing in and breathing out from your heart sending appreciation or gratitude to yourself, if it's a part of yourself, to another person, or to some aspect of your life. Breathing in to the heart, breathing out from the heart, sending appreciation or gratitude. Remembering the half smile. And noticing if this influences in any way the way that you're feeling right now. And in a moment, we'll end this practice. So just taking a moment to review in your mind what this practice was like for you as you did it this time, knowing that it'll always be a little different each time we practice. Each time we're getting to know ourselves a little bit better, deepening our self-awareness, our ability to choose where our attention is, and to take care of ourselves and our bodies and our minds and our hearts.